Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. On our way to our conversation, I want to remind you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, go to www.mecu.com. An old friend is in the studio, Mina Qian, a.k.a., right now anyway, Kim Il-sung. Connections to Korea, North and South, but North Korea, with her is Ethan Cohen, founder of Ethan Cohen Fine Arts in New York City, which hosted a show of Kim Il-sung's work in 2012 about the work of this socialist realist painter from the Democratic Republic, People's Republic of Korea, which is North Korea, and how her work is tied to the quest for reunification of Korea and global peace in general. Let us begin, Ethan Cohen and Kim Il-sung.
Thank you very much for inviting us to the show. I'm here right across from the artist M. Chung, a.k.a. Kim Il-sung, and she's going to do a short performance for us today and give us a little taste of what is her art. She will actually read a sort of 55 different versions of the different ways that you would address the North Korean leaders and in actually the Korean language. And I will actually read in English the translation. So number one, Commander-in-Chief.
최고사령관.
Number two, Mastermind of the Revolution.
혁명의 수뇌부.
Number nine, Father.
아버지.
Number 12, Father of the Nation.
민족의 어버이.
Number 14, General.
장군.
Number 19, Invincible and Ever Triumphant General.
무적 필승의 장군.
Number 21, Dear Leader.
친애하는 지도자.
Number 36, World Leader of the 21st Century.
21세기의 세계 수령.
Number 38, Son of Socialism.
사회주의의 태양.
Number 45, Guiding Star of the 21st Century.
21세기의 향도성.
Number 54, Highest Incarnation of the Revolutionary Comradely Love.
혁명적 동지의 최고 화신.
Number 55, Dear Leader, who is a perfect incarnation of the appearance that a leader should have.
령도자가 갖추어야 할 풍모를 완벽하게 지닌 지내하는 지도자.
I love it. So let's jump into what this means, because we look at North Korea in the West as the most totalitarian, authoritarian, vicious nation, enemy number one, maybe, or number two right after Iran. And you're exploring, both in terms of your own heritage in Korea, as a child of North Korea, and you as an artist working together here, who brought actually the dissonance of China and promoting their art to America. So what does this mean? I mean, what are you doing? What is this telling us?
Can I switch?
You can back. Mina Qian, welcome back.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's the way I speak as Kim Il-sung. But switching to Mina Qian. I think what's really important here is that we're trying to bring awareness about North Korea. I've visited North Korea in 2004 and just paid close attention. And as a South Korean, you cannot dismiss them as a country and as, you know, the same people. And what happens often with news feed and media is not only sort of the coining of them as axis of evil, and now they're uncharted, but still highlighted every 3 years, you hear the rhetoric of, you know, close to outbreak of war
right
in Korea. And thank God it's not happening, or it didn't happen. Instead, we saw the Boston bombing, you know, which was something, it's sort of like you have the international warfare highlighted and then it gets switched out to something more national. But I see this as a kind of reoccurring event where North and South Korean conflict in the West is viewed as always a crisis state, whereas when we are in South Korea, and I do call my family and my friends in Korea to check in, you know, life goes on. They understand that it's not the ideal situation between South Korea and North Korea. A majority of South Koreans would like to see unification. And having visited North Korea, I really felt like we are one family. And so how do we share that awareness? How do we share, you know, through the campaign of global peace and Korean unification, that they are human beings as well? So this is very kind of grassroots effort. And
yeah, well, I think significant. I think that Mina is giving you an example from a Korean point of view from South Korea, that maybe this past instance when Kim Jong-un was threatening nuclear war, it wasn't taken so seriously in South Korea. However, in the rest of the world, it was taken very seriously. And I think sitting here, for me, sitting in New York City as a New York art dealer, as a promoter of contemporary art, and also just being a human being like we all are, I was scared. And I have a early, deep connection with North Korea. In 1972, my family was living in Japan. My father and mother are both academics. My father, who was at the time a law professor at the Harvard Law School, was approached by North Koreans who were living in Japan to try to make a link between the West and North Korea. And so, in fact, in 1972, my father, who's an expert on Asian law, Jerome Allen Cohen, he saw this as an opportunity to learn about North Korea and also visit China, which was one of his specialties. And so we were able to go to China in 1972 very early and then visit North Korea for 2 weeks. And we were the very first American family to visit North Korea since the Korean War. We found out during our visit by accident because our driver told us. I said, "What's that sign say?" And the driver said, "Oh, it means Anti-American Month." Oops. The only American actually who had been in North Korea officially on a visit, except for defectors, was a journalist for the New York Times who had been there a week before we had arrived. And the North Koreans had shown him atrocity museums, one after another. And I think after 3 or 4 days, he said, "Thank you very much. I'm going to leave North Korea now." And so when we got there, they didn't show us any atrocity museums. But since then, I was very interested in North Korea, and I've always been interested in North Korean art since I joined my art career. And when I met Mina through a curator friend of mine, and she was working on her North Korean projects, and we just sort of started having this amazing conversation. And I think her persona, Kim Il-sung, who is this human being, powerful woman, symbol of North Korea, who wants to put a hand of peace out or make the first baby steps to a better understanding that people in North Korea are just like you and me. They are human beings. They want a nice life. They want to have, you know, have love affairs. They want to go get their haircuts. They live a normal existence. Mm-hmm. And it's not just Kim Jong-un who is going to make us go to war. And I think this is – so it really – we're here today because we want to show art as a platform to making a better world.
So let me ask you both. You only have like 5 minutes. This is a tease segment. We're going to have you both on for a longer segment as this project erupts.
Thank you.
Because I'm really interested in this. I'm curious. So what is the motivation for doing this? Mm-hmm. And what is the and what do you, what's going to happen with this project? Where's it going to go?
Well, I'd like to say that Kim Il-sung, the name comes from. I mean, it was given to her by the dear leader, Kim Il-sung. She's a direct descendant. And if you sort of deconstruct his name, it means eternal sun or one with the sun. It's an empirical titling adopted by Japan. And Kim Il-sun means eternal purity. And what we're looking at is sort of the Western desire of not only woman, but, you know, the other, the exotic other, North Korean woman, and do a kind of mirage or, you know, a direct reflection of, for me, it's about beauty, you know, our understanding of beauty and, you know, how we construct beauty, and that there is original beauty found in North Korea that is often not spoken about, and that's sort of the really, you know, human aspect.
So I don't want to rush in this because we only have a couple minutes left, and we wanted to get you on the air this Friday.
Yes.
The short brief time we had. So where does this project go? Well, what's going to happen?
Well, actually, when Mina talks about beauty, we're talking about beauty also in art. Mina has made this fantastic oeuvre of painting that is excellent. It is powerful. It has a social realist background. It's well executed. It's fine craft. But it really has a message, and it shows the power of an individual who happens to be a woman, who is a symbol, who is making powerful artistic steps. So this is what we're doing. And what's significant is there's a major museum in the United States that discovered Mina at the Pulse Art Fair this past weekend, the Smith College Museum of Art, and they are actually acquiring Mina's first major painting. And it's very exciting and very stimulating for both Mina that a museum would show the interest and be her patron.
So we only literally have a minute before we have to go to Mount Auburn Cemetery. So tell us, what do you two do next? I mean, what is something coming to Baltimore, doing something in New York?
All of that. And the Committee of Friendship is really the organization where we're going to outreach and work with people on Korean unification and global peace through this campaign. So we have the campaigning, we have the fine art, and we have hopefully a show
we're
coming
be
up
doing,
soon.
Yeah, we'll be doing a solo show with Mina Chung, a.k.a. Kim Il-sun, in New York City at Ethan Cohen, New York. Also, if people want to know more about us, you can get us at send us an email at wehavefriendsalloveretheworld@gmail.com.
So I will put all of that on our website and have you all back in the very near future, in the early summer, so we can really have an expanded version of this and play with it some more.
Yes. Kim Il-sun will be appearing at White Box in New York.
On May 21st, there's a benefit for whiteboxny.org. Visit us. It's a benefit. You'll see Kim Il-sun in person during the benefit period.
Ethan Cohen, Fine Arts in New York City. He's with us here in the studio. Mina Cheon, a.k.a. Kim Il-sun. We'll link to all these things on our website as soon as the show is off the air today. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
감사합니다.